Hey fam, welcome to another episode on ALN Radio. It's your girl Oyenda, and I have with me
Sam. Should I stop? Hey guys, hope you had a lovely week.
Did you eat something? I mean, did you drink alcohol or something? Like, is everything okay with you?
No. So, you know, I saw something online that was just getting me, you know, very, very pumped up. Yeah. So, guys, hope you had a lovely week.
Oh, my God. Okay, guys, I hope you had a lovely week.
Let me be. Leave my energy now. Why? Let me be.
Enjoy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, I hope you guys had an amazing week. I'm super excited. It's Friday.
That's right. That's right. Very rough, to be honest. Like, a lot of work, you know. I'm sure I'm much more excited that it's Friday than you are.
Right?
I just want to kick my feet up and relax, man. Like, it's been a crazy week for me. Yeah, so yeah, I have some plans for the weekend. Yeah, just trying to see, you know, just to see what I can do for the weekend, you know, do one or two, you know what I mean.
I don't know what you mean, but guys, without further ado, we don't want to waste your time any further. Mm-hmm. We're just gonna go right to what's trending on the online space this week. So I saw a post by a popular, would I say content creator, or I don't really know, you know, what category to put him. But his name is Joro Olumofin, and he said, "It's sad that 98% of Nigerian ladies always fall for the same lines from men." He didn't use the word lines, but I'm just going to use the word lines because I don't understand this word he used. Anyway, he said the first one, he's like, "Iyawo wa." A lot of ladies have been served breakfast, lunch, and dinner because of that line. Now, I think what he's trying to say, you know, when, you know, a guy's dating a girl and then the guy has friends, and then, you know, they're making the girl feel like, oh my God, your wife material. And they're always like, our wife. And then they know what goes on behind closed doors. Those nonsense lines. So he's just saying that 98% of Nigerian ladies actually fall for that line. The second thing he said is, he said, "I wish I met you before I met my wife or my girlfriend." Oh my God. So we know the kind of men that fall in under this category, like, you know, like married men, when they're like, "Oh my God, my wife does this, like my wife does that. I mean, I wish my wife could do da 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 da." You make the wife look like a bad person just because you're trying to woo, like, you know, someone out there or like another chick and everything, which I think is a really nonsense thing to do. Because I mean, why talk down the wife?
I know, right?
You know, it doesn't make sense. Anyway, the third thing, the person is like, "I'm very broke at the moment. I invested in this." Like, maybe when you ask your boo for money, or your significant other, and you're like, "Can you please help with this or that?" And they're always giving silly excuses that don't make sense. Every time, they're always broke. First and foremost, I don't even know what you're doing with a broke person. But I'm not gonna say much about this because I don't want someone to say I like money.
No. I mean, I think some things just go without saying. You can go ahead.
Whatever. The fourth thing here, he says, "Let's see how it goes. I'm not ready for a serious relationship because of heartbreak." Aw. Heartbreak, So yeah, saying "let's see how it goes." Like, you know, when, you know, you're talking to someone every day, you guys are vibing, and, you know, or if the lady likes the guy more than the guy like the lady, and she starts to ask questions, so when you now start hearing things like, "What are we, where are we headed," all those, then the guy will now tell you, let's see how it goes, "I'm not ready for a serious relationship, I had a heartbreak the last time, I'm still recovering," that nonsense pick up line. All that nonsense lies, please. I don't know why ladies fall for that every damn time. What are you guys thinking?
Oh, see, this way, we know you've been a victim of one of these lines, right? Me? So don't do that. Don't come here. Don't come here and form that smarter than thou. Don't give us that smarter than thou attitude, yeah? Because I'm sure you've fallen for one of those lines.
I've never been a victim of heartbreak. When I watch movies and I'm like, I see heartbreak and I see that they can't eat, they can't sleep, they can't eat, especially not eat. Especially you don't eat. No, I must eat too. Anyway, the second, the fifth one here says, she's just my friend. Ouch! That hurts. You know, when like, you're trying to introduce the girl, like, you know that, you know, she's more than a friend, but I don't know what the guy's driving at. He's just like, she's just my friend. That hit different.
Yeah, anyway, I know.
Then this particular, you see this particular line, it very common. I don't know why Nigerian women fall for this all the damn time, where the guy says, "I'm getting a divorce, please." I'm getting a divorce. I'm like, are you kidding me, you guys? I'm getting a divorce. I don't love her anymore. Ladies, please don't fall for this, you know, nonsense pickup line. And lastly, when the guy says, just the tip, I promise, just the tip. Sam, do you want to explain this one? Because I just can't.
I don't understand what you mean, like tipping a waiter. What do you
mean? Are you kidding me? I know you're something like that. It's like, okay, you know, guys, me, I'm not even going to go. No.
You're funny. You read it out. You're asking me to explain.
No, can you imagine that you're asking me to explain to us more? What does this mean for me, guys? For when it says just tip.
Yeah, just so tip, I promise. Is, just you just tip. Give maybe 15% tip after the service. Yeah, that's the thing. You just
well, whatever, guys. I want to have for us.
Okay, so I saw this very interesting line, I mean, on Twitter. So there's this popular author, right? Goes by the name Dr. Onyeka Nwelwe, right? So he tweeted, he said, "What most people do is when they are tired of chasing their dreams alone, they get married to someone or something for support, someone that will suffer with them. Most people who marry are just looking for help and shoulders to lean on, not because they love anybody." What are your thoughts on this one?
Wow, that's pretty deep.
Very, very deep.
In fact, like, it's too sensitive. Anyway, but what I'll say is a lot of people that are married, like a lot of people that are married today, I'm not sure if they're married because of love or I don't know. People marry, I realize that people get married for different reasons. Some for children because they're getting older. Some because the pressure is out there. They feel their wives are getting, like their friends are getting married. You know, some because they're just looking for a safe haven. Like you feel like, let me just get married. Because I have to put my head. So I don't know. So it's just this trend right now where I feel like a lot of people are not getting married for the right reasons.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So, to put you on the spot real quick, right? So, did you marry for love then?
Of course. I married my husband for love and I love him with all my heart.
Okay. Because, when I saw it, yeah, like, I get where it's coming from because I know, like, a lot of people, like, going through things and they just want that shoulder to lean on, you know? And I mean, that's the summary of what you're saying. Like, most people just marry
It's funny you asked me that, and then you asked me, did I marry for love? Like I'm going to open my and say, no, I didn't marry for love.
Hold on. I'll explain, right?
Please do.
So you know sometimes and this still does happen, I mean, like back in the day, you know, when we used to have a lot of matchmaking when parents would just match people up, right? And I mean, from the start, there was no love, right? But they just built it, right? And at the end of the day, you'd see, I mean, such homes prospering and, I mean, they just loved each other, right? So the point I'm making is, it may not have started out as love, right? That doesn't mean you do not love your spouse. You get what I mean? So you're saying
that some people just started and then exactly. The love started
It may blossom into something nice, like blossom into love, right? But that may not be the start or of that relationship, right? So it may have started out something else, right? Then realize that, okay, you guys are even more compatible than you thought. You see what I mean? Okay. So I do not mean like maybe it's money or something. Like everyone knows love money, yeah. I mean, that's you know,
you also love money, because I don't know how you intend to move forward in life if you don't have money, right? money helps you get a lot of things done. But what I'm trying to say, guys, I don't think that applies to anything or anything relating to me. Like, thankfully, I understand. I actually understand your perspective, because, and it's true where there are people that get married and then the love starts to grow. But yeah, luckily for me, I never had that experience. Like, I was crazily in love with my husband before I got married to him. Yeah, and I still do, which makes me wonder, like, Sam, do you love your partner?
Is that rhetorical? Are you asking me that for a response, or you just
are you in love with your, like, the way that example came out and everything, is that something you experienced where you're not in love with your partner and then you feel like you guys like grew in love? Or
so I do not know why you think asking me that question.
No. Honestly, no. I'm actually. I'm not done. I'm actually being serious. You really think I'm trying to push you, but no. I'm more learning.
Can you just hold on? I don't know why you just. Can you just take a chill pill? Can you hold on?
Answer my question?
Answer your question. Okay. Right, you're just jumping the gun. Can you just take a chill pill? Take a sip of water, okay?
Okay. Now,
to your question, mm-hmm. Yes. So for me, it started out not as love. Yeah, I wouldn't say love, right? I would say more of trying to understand the person, right? Then as time went on, then I realized, okay, we're more compatible. Love grew, you know, and yeah, we took it off like that. You see what I mean? So for me,
so you're saying that you guys grew in love.
Yeah.
So it didn't start off as love. Oh wow.
No, don't.
That's a different angle. What?
No, you're getting mixed. What I'm saying is this.
Am I missing something here, guys?
Yes, you are. You are missing something. So okay, I'm not saying it didn't start out as love. Like I'm saying, like when I met my partner, right? Mm-hmm. A couple of things attracted me to my partner. First of all, right?
Okay.
Then, I mean, after getting to know her, right, then love grew in. You see what I mean? So I'm not saying like it wasn't love or just like basically what I'm saying is it wasn't love at first sight. Yeah, maybe that's what I'm trying to say. Yeah,
it's still the same thing we're saying. It wasn't love. Literally, you know.
So you're saying when you saw your husband, you loved him right the very first time you saw him?
Is that what you're saying? I loved him more. I'm telling you. No, honestly,
I'm not saying. I'm not telling him. I'm like, oh, that's.
So the thing is, the way we met, like, I just knew that, man, I love this guy.
Okay.
Yeah, like I can't start explaining everything, but I just knew that. Oh my god, that this guy. No. Yeah, and it's really good. But it's really nice to hear from another, you know, point of view or another perspective. I know that there are people that actually, you know, start off being, you know, getting to know each other and then they fall in love or grow in love. Mm-hmm. But I just didn't know that somebody like I. It's good as in. It's good to know that somebody I know, you know, had to go through that so that I can always, you know, ask questions or say, okay.
Yeah. Because for me, yeah. Like, I would say I'm a practical lover, right? I don't just like see you and just know, come on.
Not like just see you from afar and say, wow. I mean, of course not. But like, there's just at the beginning, like, you just know. I don't know how to explain it. Like, you just have this butterfly. Like, it's just one crazy adrenaline rush. You just know that you have to, you just love that person.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. I think I also had the rush, but not like to jump into conclusions and say it's love. Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, I then tested
out. So how did you know that? You know, how did you know that? Okay, you guys, when you grew in love, how did you now know that? Okay, you're in love with that person.
Because I measured it with a thermometer. Because I don't know this question you're asking me. Can we move on, please?
You know, I was actually listening to someone.
I know. When you asked me such ridiculous question, and you were waiting patiently for a genuine response.
Okay, guys, like, I don't know. He tried to get up. Go.
Say, go.
Go. Anyway, guys. I hope you enjoyed this segment as much as we did. Don't go anywhere. Sit tight. Sit still. Because when we come back, we're going to be talking about... We're going to be getting candid with you. Okay?
Mm-hmm, that's right.
Okay, guys. So you're listening to Real Lynn Radio.
For Friday nights just got juicier. Tune in at 6 p.m. every Friday for more gist, tips and tricks, trends, and entertainment exclusive to Aaron Radio.
Welcome back, guys, to the segment you've been waiting for, where we get candid and bring you the hot gist. I'm still your humble and number one host, Sam, and I've still got with me.
As usual.
Yeah. So, I mean, without further ado, we'll be diving right in. And today's topic is it okay to burn bridges? Is it okay to burn bridges? What do you think, Oyin? What do you think? Because you come across to me like an arsonist, so maybe you go first.
Anyway, guys, it depends, right? It depends on the kind of bridge, and it depends on the situation of things, the circumstance. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. If we're talking, I think it's actually a very broad topic, because if we're talking about, are we talking about bridge like corporate world or in a relationship? Because if we're talking about, let me give an example. If we're talking about corporate world, mm-hmm. it probably isn't a great idea to burn that bridge, especially when you're gonna need the person for maybe referencing you know, you just want to start some. I don't know. It's probably not the best thing, but you see. There are some bridges that have to be burnt. However, before we even go deep into that one, so in terms of a relationship as well, is it safe to burn that bridge? It depends. It depends on how the relationship ended, right? If it's like a relationship that ended, you know, cordially, you know, they both agree that, okay, maybe this thing isn't working out, let's just be friends, and they end up being really good friends, then you shouldn't burn that bridge. So I don't know. In terms, when you say burn that bridge, are you talking about like in all areas?
Yeah. So not all areas, right? Because I mean, that would be too broad to discuss on this episode. So just keep it within relationships, right? Not like work related. Because yeah, I do agree. I mean, for work, you may need that person for reference, you know, for referral, anything. Yeah. So it wouldn't make sense for you to burn sort of bridge. So I'm talking about relationships, right? Maybe friendships, relationships, you know, anything like that, your friends, you know, in relationships. Yeah.
Okay. So in terms of relationships, I would say if it's a toxic relationship, then I would advise to burn that bridge, because you're dealing with, you know, someone or people that, you know, like complaining or just see everything you do in a negative light. I don't know, people that just don't make you happy, always, you know, they don't see the best in anything you do. For relationships like that, well, if I'm able to personalize this, I burn bridges. And I know. If I, what do you mean by you know?
Because I know.
I don't know what you mean by you know. Can you give me, as an example, why you saying you know?
No, please proceed.
Can you tell us?
When you're done, I will tell you.
So, but I'll tell you, with me, let me just, you know, personalize it so it will be more relatable. So with me, I burn bridges, and I don't like anything that will stress me out or not make me feel good about myself or anything like that, right? Mm-hmm. If it's anything that's going to stress me, or if it's anything that I'm not benefiting from, or it's extra, you know, I don't like nonsense. Like, there's a way I feel like, I don't like nonsense.
So, quick question. Yeah. So, how do you burn these bridges? Like, do you just, like, delete the numbers? You don't talk to them again? Like, how exactly? What actions do you
do? So, that's the thing with me. I'm like, I'm like an elastic band. One thing I used to do is give people benefit of doubt. But I stopped doing that recently, because I realized that I give too much, and I don't get back in return what I give.
Okay. Just to say this, as your friend, I don't agree with that statement, actually.
What statement?
that you give too much and you don't get it back in return.
Sure, you see, when I'm talking now, you say one thing, and when I come back with full force, you don't start messaging me on the side.
No. I just want to bring that to you. Like, let me just point it out now. Like,
what does that even mean?
Maybe you say that in context of maybe relationships. Yeah, maybe. But in terms of friendships, right? I'm saying that in terms of friendship.
What did you? Okay, so
I would say
now, guys, just hold on. Let's pause this topic for like a minute or two, and let me give Sam like full attention. So when you say that, no, you're gonna explain to us what exactly you
can
mean.
We please?
No. You have to explain yourself. Please explain yourself.
Okay, all right. So in my opinion, I think is it okay to burn bridges?
No. Are you kidding? Don't be silly. I'm not kidding. You referenced the friendship part. So please tell me, what exactly is required of me as a friend that I didn't do, or what? Like, because when I said
I'm not saying you did not do. Hold on. Right. That's not the case. I said I
give a lot than I receive, and it's the truth. I feel like I do give a lot than I receive.
Okay. And how is that being measured?
And you said you don't think so. So now, as a friend, do you think you give me more?
No, I'm asking
than I give
you. How do you measure that?
I mean, if I start that, we won't live here today.
Exactly. Which anyway, guys, so in my opinion, I think
No. I think it's actually rude for you to start that and not finish it. Hold it with your full chest. If you're going to start that, I think you should finish it. Then proceed with what we're talking about today.
Okay.
So
okay.
Can you explain what you mean?
Oh, you do give more than you receive.
No. No way. You're not going to shut me up.
You were not teasing me. Why?
This one, I'm actually taking it very personal, guys. And I'll tell you.
And I don't know why. I was really teasing you. Why are you taking it personal? You would only take it personal if you know my statement was correct. If you truly believe you give more than you receive, then you would take it personal.
It's not correct. I mean, That's not the only thing about you that's not correct. There's so many things about you just don't align. But with this particular one, you're going to explain yourself.
Oh my goodness. Oh yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Let's move on from this, okay?
We're just going to move on, guys, because I don't want to waste your time. But trust me, after this episode, he's going to, I'm going to go for him.
Yeah, everyone knows you're the fighter. Anyway, guys.
I'm a lover, not a fighter, but he just has a way of,
bring it out.
He pisses me off a lot.
So are you going to burn this bridge? Would you burn this bridge?
I wish I could, but unfortunately, this guy is a bridge that when you try to burn it, like he's like super glue, like I'm not going nowhere. I don't know what's his problem.
Wait, hold on. So who applies the super glue? I don't know, myself.
Yeah, the one that is the one that is always attaching yourself.
Ah, really?
Yes.
Anyway, guys, so in my opinion, I think it really depends on the situation, right? But for me, I always like to, I mean, call me maybe a conservative. Like, if it can be avoided, right, I'd rather not, right? Truly, if it can be avoided, I'd rather not. And so which was why I asked you, like, what actions do you take in you to burn the bridge? Because sometimes for some people, right, it's maybe not talking right with them, but for men, you may have friends that you've not spoken to in a very long while, but that does not mean when they bring you up, right, you will not come through for them. You see what I mean? So you have, so that doesn't mean like that bridge is burnt, right? It's just, temporarily out of use, if I can use that phrase. you have such cases where, I mean, you guys do not talk for long, but I mean, whenever you reach out, I mean, your G is your G, right? So you have that. But you then have cases where, like, do you delete someone's number? I mean, I really do not, take someone's number and delete, So, yeah, you may.
But I know, how does that have anything to do with burning bridges?
Yeah, so that's why I asked you. So, okay, what action would you take to say, okay, you've burnt this bridge? What was that action for you?
Well, maybe if you had waited for me to finish what I was explaining, then you wouldn't be asking this question.
Nice.
I was explaining when you now came up with that issue of I don't agree with what you're saying, da, 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 and you caught my line of thought. If you had been patient enough to listen to understand and not listen to react, maybe you would have understood what I was saying. But anyway, guys, so what I was saying was, I'm like elastic, right? You stretch, stretch, and if it breaks, it breaks. So I used to give people benefit of doubt. I'm always giving excuses for people, but I don't do that anymore, because I believe personally that I give more than I receive. Like, I just do, it's a personal thing. Like, you know when you feel you're giving stuff. Like, I mean, when you go out of your way to do stuff for people, or you know that this is not even your comfort zone and you're making efforts, and you know you're not receiving what you're giving, I mean why not burn the bridge? Like, I think, and another thing is, women are different from men, right? And when I say burn bridge, not like I'm going to block you for my life or delete your number or whatnot. Well, I've had situations where I had to do that, but if there's anything like toxicity. If there's anything like toxicity or anything that is not even anything that doesn't even make sense, what are you waiting for?
Okay, guys, just so you know, right, when I said I know, right, because Onye has deleted my number before, just so you know. Anyway, so, but Onye, you said something which I think it's fundamentally flawed, in my opinion, when you say you give more than you receive, you know, that you feel like you've given too much. And it then begs the question for me, like, do you then, like, when you give, like, you then measure it, okay, I've given you this, I've given you that, then I've got nothing in return, therefore I've given more than you have given to me. Like, is that how you see it? Because
no,
like,
I don't see it that way.
Exactly. So because you keep hammering on that, like, I give more than I receive, like, because when you do give, right, you sound like you then, like, have these metrics you used to measure.
No. It's not metrics I used to measure. Because I know what I'm, you know, capable of when I really want to do something for someone or go. I mean, those that are really close to me, they know that I will move mountains for them when need arises. They know that men will move mountains for them when need. I don't know why you're laughing.
It's funny.
What's funny about what you're saying?
No, it's okay.
Those that, like I was saying, those that are really close to me. Okay, guys, you know what? I don't even need to explain.
So for me, it's about the action. Yeah, like, how then do you then, like, you don't then reach out to them anymore? Is that it? Is that how you then burn the bridge?
I don't think you should be asking me questions since you're not waiting to listen to my answers.
No, you finished.
I don't have any answer to give you, Sam.
You're like banned. Like, what? Like, you answered already.
So if I answered already, why are you still hammering? Like, why are you pushing?
Because you finished your statement, but you didn't answer the question. That's what I meant to say.
Guys. Me, I'm not answering this guy. I don't know where he's driving at. Like I was saying, see, I personally, even close to, even that, even like family members, that bridge I've even burnt. That's the kind of person I am. Like, I don't like stress. I don't like, again, I'll repeat, I don't like anything toxic in my life or anything that doesn't make me, anything that doesn't add value. Any friendship that doesn't add value, anything that doesn't, you know, bring out the best in me or help me move forward, I no longer, that right now to me is dead weight. And I don't want to be carrying that. I'm sorry, I'm sure this might sound like, it might sound crazy to some people, but they're like, oh no, you shouldn't burn bridges. You shouldn't, gone are those days, that's when I was younger. I'm like, oh no, you shouldn't burn bridges. You never know what the person is going through. Please, if you want to prioritize someone in your life, you will. Or if you want to do stuff, you want to do stuff for someone, you will. If you want to make, you know, let's just say I'm in a place where in my life where, like I said, anything dead weight, anything, as in any extra shikini stress like this, I'm not all. I'm not. It's not by force, and I don't even believe it's not do or die. So, as in, I'm repeating it again because I know that people will probably listen to this podcast. So even family, like family that, you know, I mean family that I felt was like dead weight, that wasn't adding value or helping me move forward or adding any ounce of value in my life. That's the end.
Okay. So for me, I try to give people a very long rope. As I said, like I'm more conservative, right? Because like you never know, right? I always have that at the back of my mind. You just never know. So for me, for relationships, like we may not like talk every day. We may not, you know, like it may seem like we're burning bridges, but like whatever I can do for you, in my capacity, right? I will. I mean, if I can, I will, right? So like that's it for me. Like that won't be my natural inclination, right? To burn a bridge, right? So yeah, but of course, I mean, if the relationship is toxic, you just move away and, you know, just let go, right? And just that's it for me. You know, if it's toxic, as you said, no one wants that. But not like the point I'm making is you may not, in your case, right? Like I have a couple of people, right, that may not necessarily add value directly, right? But like that doesn't mean that I would not reach out to them anymore.
So that's the thing with a guy. I'm a lady. I'm a girl, right? So with me, I don't have guys. I'm very conservative. Like forget this podcast or how you listen to how Sam and I rant or the banter or how we come for each other. As other than this, I'm a very conservative person, right? So my circle is like I don't have a big circle. So it's easy for me to say no, this person is adding value, this person is of no value to me, this person will drag me, that like will, you know, give me stress, this person will not, you know. So although it's not like I sit down doing that, but you know, there's just some people, like there's just some bridges that if you have to set boundaries, that if you don't burn those bridges, it's gonna be dead weight. Those bridges are gonna, like, if you don't burn those bridges, those people will either pull you down one way or the other, or you know, that just, if anything, if it doesn't add value, gone are those days where you don't, you, people say, I don't know, Sha, but for me, anything that's not adding value to me, that won't even be a bridge to burn. Like I won't even give for us to burn bridges.
There was a connection originally.
You know, there was some, exactly. So now I don't even like. There's no time to waste time. There's no time. I don't have that time. And I'm not, this is me not being proud or anything. But gone are those days. I don't do such nonsense anymore.
Yeah. So again, like for me, it really depends on this situation, because it's very situational in my opinion, right? And but as I said, for me, that wouldn't be my natural inclination, right? Like I just like to just have people around. Never say never type of guy, right? However, as I said, if it's very toxic, right? And so for me, yeah, I think that's where I draw the line, right? Maybe not the value, right? And it's quite different in your case. So for you, the person may not add value. Like
no, I also said toxicity, not adding value, entitlement. You know those,
I know. I'm not saying you didn't say toxicity too. I'm only saying that's the only one for me. Like for value, because like, how do we then really define value? To be honest, like a lot of people, if you were to really, really define value, right? A lot of people may not add value to your life, right? Because if you think about your life, right? Think about it. Maybe you think about it. Maybe work-wise, you think about it. Maybe development-wise, maybe professional development. You may not see directly, right? What they bring, right? You may not see directly, but which is why I said, like, for some people, like, they may not, but that doesn't mean, like, I would say, oh, cut this guy off or cut this lady off. You see what I mean? So,
yeah.
Because I believe like, it doesn't really, like, cut them off, do not cut them off, doesn't really, I mean, of course, when it then comes to a case of maybe being entitled, then that's another, you know, kettle of fish entirely, right? Because then, I mean, that may lead to, I mean, the relationship being toxic, right? So that's a different thing entirely. But generally for me, right, that's not what I would naturally do, right? Because I would just rather, it doesn't mean, like, we're not, I mean, reach out often, but that doesn't mean, like, I just end that relationship entirely, right? You know, so
yeah. So that's why I said, like, my circle is really small because of the type of person I am. I just don't let people in. Like, I don't let people in, like, come near me or so I'm very, like, I'm very picky with the kind of people I let in. So when I say not adding value, that would be like an added, that would just be one of the things, but not just, not the main thing that would say burn, that will make me burn the bridge. Do you understand?
Yeah, so
it could be,
so
there could be something major, like that toxicity I was talking about. It could be the main thing, and then imagine someone being toxic, person is entitled and not even adding value to your life. Even that bridge, like, it won't even feel like, you know, there's some bridges that you act that can be burnt, that you feel hurt burning that bridge, not because you want to, but because you have to. So that one is a different, that one is even a different one on its own. But I'm just saying
that would be a very funny scenario, to be honest. Like, you don't want to, but you have to.
Yeah, it does happen.
So yeah, but for me, as I said, I mean, it's not, because in your case it seems it's a matter of value, like individuals need to add value to your life before you even bring them in, right?
No.
Okay.
I think you're missing the point.
Okay, I believe so.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying, that value is not, of course, value is very important. Like, I'm very picky with those I let in, right? Value is not the, of course you're going to add value, but value is not, like, if I did, what I'm trying to say is, if I decide to burn a bridge, it won't be just because of value. There'll be other things, other main things. So, like, when you, as I'm just saying that because you kept on referencing value. So value is not the main thing that will make me say, okay, this person is not, you know, making it, it's not even making any, it's not even doing anything for me. Let me burn this bridge. No, it could be doing, like I said, it could be toxicity, being the person being toxic, and on top of that toxicity, you're not even
entitled.
I see that I'm not getting anything for me. Like, I'm seeing that even if I burn the bridge, there's no added advantage with the bridge burnt or not. So that's what I'm saying.
Okay, gotcha. So yeah, I think it's just different strokes for different folks, to be honest, you know. And we tend to look at relationships quite differently. And at the end of the day, I mean, whatever makes you happy, whatever makes you, you know, feel good and all, is what you should go for, right? But it's just, and I do agree, to be very honest, because a lot of people just have that general fear that, oh, what if you didn't need the person? Like, to be very, very,
I wouldn't burn that. So that's what I'm saying, is I'm like elastic, like stretch. Is there, what if you didn't need that person? Before, of course, before, I don't know about you or any other person, I'm speaking for myself, but before I burn a bridge, that's why I use that elastic as an example. It must have really stretched. So it's not something that would have happened once, twice, or three times.
Give them a long rope.
Exactly.
Yeah. I see what you mean.
Before you now finally decide that, you know, like, no, I have to do this and there's no going back. So before you even get to that stage, a lot of things must have, you know, transpired, a lot of things must have occurred, that even you are going to be like, no man, this person has to go.
I see what you mean. Anyway, guys, please let us know what you think. Do you think it's safe and okay to burn bridges? I mean, because it's like I said, I mean, it's different strokes for different folks, because when you think about it, different, like, we see it from different perspectives, right? Okay, you know, relationships and all that. So let us know what you think, right? Get involved in our comment section on Instagram. You know, we still, I mean, our handle remains the same, at Elan Radio. That's ELANRADIO. And you could also send us an email at ELANRADIO@yahoo.com. ELANRADIO@yahoo.com, guys. So please get involved, get connected, let us know what you think. Come on, guys, let us know. I mean, what exactly would make you burn a bridge? You know,
yeah, guys.
What, yeah, I really like, I mean, really want to know, right? I mean, what, because for me, as I said, I mean, that's not my natural inclination. So what exactly would someone do, right, for you to say, oh, I'm going to burn this bridge? And how exactly would you burn that bridge, right? So let us know, like, you know, because sometimes, and this just reminds me of another scenario, you know, sometimes you think you've burnt a bridge, right, but the person does not even know. Do you know, like, you think, okay, you've burnt a bridge with Sam, right? But Sam doesn't even know. In Sam's mind, Sam still believes there's a bridge. Do you get? So, like, do you burn the bridge so the other person knows, like, oh, yo, this bridge is burnt. Like, no, there's no crossing to this side. Do you let the other person know, right, that this bridge is burnt? Or sometimes you just, you're the silent arsonist where you just burn and, I mean, no one even knows, right? So, please let us know, like, you know, how do you do this when you want to burn bridges? Do you think you should even burn bridges? You know, but honestly, people just have that general fear. Like, they just say, oh no, you don't know, you may need the person. They don't. But yeah, sometimes that may be true. That may be true, but not really, to be honest.
So would you now, like, would you now settle for less because?
No. Which is my point. No, I wouldn't. Exactly. Which is my point. Because some people just use that to blackmail people that, no, don't do that because you never know. Yes, to some extent, I really do believe that you never know, right? I really do believe that. But that doesn't mean, right, you shouldn't cut people off that need to be cut off, to be very honest, right? Because at the end of the day, whatever that thing is, right, if you do not get it from that person,
mm-hmm.
from someone else, right, at the end mm-hmm. of the day, right, and if that's it, then maybe it was never meant to be yours, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. so truly, like, because a lot of people use that to blackmail people, and you know, but to be honest, as I said, I don't think it's something you can just let the person yeah and but mm-hmm. not to, because I mean, this thing has levels, right? I mean, when by all means, cut them off, you know.
Yeah, and guys, we're not asking you to just off. You know, start burning bridges, you know, just start, you know, anything that doesn't work out once or twice, you want to burn that bridge. No. Personally, like I said, you know, it has to have gotten to a level where you feel like, man, you've actually really tried and this mm-hmm. is not working out, and it's time to let go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, as I said, I mean, like, I'm really interested to hear from our listeners, like, what scenario, right, would warrant such treatment? Like, would you say, okay, at this point, I'm going to burn this bridge? So please, guys, let us know. And we'll always acknowledge your messages, you already know. And please put the hashtag Team Sam. Last week we let it slide for Onyi, and we saw some, yeah, I mean, we saw the comments, yeah, it was Onyi's week, yes, she can have all the, yeah, but this week it's over, the week of grace is done, it's over. So guys, please put the hashtag, you know, Team Sam, you already know, let them know.
Yes,
let
guys, also put the hashtag Ilan Radio as well, so
that's right, you
know, we can trend as well. Mm-hmm. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I did. It's your girl Oyenda, and I'm signing out.
All right, guys, you already know what time it is. Thank you so much. We are really, 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 really do appreciate the love. We appreciate, I mean, because it's one of the things that gets us going, right? The feedback, the listens, the plays we see. We have metrics that even shows us, like, repeated plays, you know, like, I mean, like, you enjoyed it so much you had to listen again, you know. We really, really see all that, and really do not take it for granted. Thank you so much once again. This is your boy Sam, and have a lovely weekend. Bye.
But I don't understand why. See, it's burning me to hold on to this. I know this is something I gotta do, but that don't mean I want to. What I'm trying to say is that I love you. I feel like this is coming to an end, and it's better for me to let it go now and hold on and hurt you.
For me to say this, it's coming from my heart. It's been a long time coming, but we didn't fell apart. We really wanna work this up, but I don't think you're gonna change. I do, but you don't. Think it's best we go our separate ways. Tell me why I should stay in this relationship when I'm hurting, baby. I ain't happy, baby. Cause there's so many other things I gotta deal with. I think that you should let it burn.
Feeling ain't the same in your body. Don't want you, you know, gotta let it go.
Party
ain't jumping like it used to.
Oh, no.
Even though there's no room, let it burn.
Yeah. Let it burn.
Ooh.
Gotta let it burn.
Deep down, you know it's best for yourself, but you hate the thought of a being with someone else. But you know that it's over.
Somebody here, but I want you. Cause the feeling ain't the same. Find myself calling her your name. Ladies, tell me, do you understand? Now my fellas, do you feel my pain? It's not the way I feel. I know I made a mistake, now it's too late. I know she ain't coming back. What I gotta do now to get my shorty back? Ooh, 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 ooh. Man, I don't know what I'm gonna do without my boo. You've been gone for too long. It's been 11 days, umpteen hours. I'ma be burning till you return.
When the feeling ain't the same in your body, don't want you, you know, gotta let it go. Cause the
body ain't jumping like you used to.
Even though there's no room,
let it burn, let it burn. You gon' learn, gotta let it burn. Wanna break down and cry. Ooh, I'm twisted. There's one side of me telling me that I need to move on. On the other side, I wanna break down and cry. Yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Can you feel me burning?